All right, so we're at the end of walleye and pike season here, and I wanted to get a Lake Gogebic report. So I got Brian Berquist on the horn here from Gogebic Lodge. Sounds like the walleye fishing's picking up just in time for the end of season.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Adam. Walleye fishing is turning on, but unfortunately we got one day left to fish them.
So tell me what's going on, how deep water, and has something been working better than another for them?
We've been catching some decent-sized walleye in the evening in the shallows. Some guys are catching them as shallow as 3 feet of water.
Wow.
I've been fishing about 6 to 8 feet.
Interesting. So what are you using to catch them?
Suckers and tip-ups is generally what I use. The night seems to be the better bite right now, and they've been active.
Now, how are the ice conditions before we get too much further here? How are the access points? I'm assuming they firmed right up with this really cold weather we've had.
Oh, yeah, with this cold spell that hit the whole UP, the western side is no exception. The ice conditions are probably the best they've been in quite a while, since January. We got 20 inches of ice in some spots, and good hard ice with no slush or snow on top of it, basically.
Well, that sounds good. So folks are getting around pretty much with any type of vehicle they want then.
Yeah, I definitely recommend creepers right now. Put something on so you don't fall on the ice if you're walking around out there. And then if you got chains for your wheelers or studs for your track on the snowmobile, get something like that out there.
That's slick, huh?
Yeah, it's slippery right now.
Well, the good news is the ice is really good, and it sounds like even with this warm weather coming, it's going to last for quite a while if it's that thick and that firm. Without any snow on it to really slush it up at this point and insulate it. Let's talk a little bit more about the fishing, though. We got pike fishing still for another, a few hours here as well. So let's talk about that. Have you heard about any monster pike coming out of the lake? Because typically it's really good at this time of year as well.
It is. We had the Hogathon tournament last weekend, and they caught a couple decent ones. No real trophies, but a bunch of, keeper northerns were coming in, 24 to 28 inches wasn't uncommon.
And were they using big sucker minnows for that?
Yeah, big sucker minnows.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about the pike fishing left for the next few hours on Lake Gogebic. Plus, we'll get into those big teeter pig perch and a very special offer from Brian at Gogebic Lodge if you want to go visit and do a little fishing on Lake Gogebic. So stay tuned. We'll continue with Brian Berquist later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.